Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio. Brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com. Now, here's your host.
Lee Cantor here, another episode of Atlanta Business Radio, and this is going to be a good one. But before we get started, it's important to recognize our sponsor, OnPay. Without them, we could not be sharing these stories. Today on Atlanta Business Radio, we have Josh Bernstein with Josh Bernstein Media. Welcome, Josh.
Hey there, Lee. How's it going?
I am doing well. Before we get too far into things, tell us about what you got going on. How are you serving folks?
We serve folks who need help getting exposure for the business online, specifically on a Google search engine. And we do that through a concept called paid search marketing. And Josh Bernstein Media has been doing paid search and other related aspects in Google Ads interface for over 13 years. We've been independent for the past 8 years, serving small businesses, firms, you know, startups, and you know, businesses direct who might have a need for help in this channel, but may not have the resources or the time to deal with either full agencies or a really big team. So,
now, when you're talking about like Google Ads, what does that mean? Like, can you explain some of the terminology?
Yeah. Google Ads is the interface of where all the advertising is done. The concept is called paid search advertising. And paid search advertising are the ads you see. Whenever you do a search on Google for something, you'll see the ads at the top of your search results, whether you're on a laptop or a mobile device. And you always see it notated with a small ad icon on the left-hand side usually. Mm-hmm. Those are what are called paid search ads. And the paid search ads will always appear above any type of organic listing, which makes them valuable for advertisers. And, you know, you could control the cost, which is a great benefit for advertisers who may not have big money to do other types of advertising, but you could also target it locally as well. So we'll get into that shortly.
Now, Google ads are different than LinkedIn ads or Facebook ads or any other. Every platform has their own kind of ad.
Correct. And these are not social ads. These are search ads. So a lot of people try to align the two, but they're not. You know, Facebook, it's its own sort of platform for their ads. And same thing with LinkedIn. And Google, for the Google ads, you can do three different types of ads. I mean, you can do search ads, which are based on what you type in on the Google search bar, and you'll see the results pop up. You can do display advertising, which is sort of the traditional banner advertising you see. Mm-hmm. And that's on the Google Display Network, which houses over 2 million unique websites. And then you can do YouTube advertising, which is a lot of the pre-roll video advertising that you see on a YouTube video when you're watching videos on YouTube. So there are three sort of different types of channels within the platform, but the main focus and what Google is known for primarily is their search advertising. You know, in their search results.
Josh, can you explain the difference between a search that happens on Google versus a search that happens on a social network like Facebook?
Yeah, for Google searches, there's really more of an intent, because when you go to Google, you're really searching to get an answer about something. And with Facebook, you're searching, you're going to get an answer, but you don't know how that answer is going to appear. With Google, you know you're going to get answers based on the search results, whether it's paid or organic. And so with the paid advertising, you're able to target people who are searching for a product or service that you're providing and, you know, and target the messaging directly to them. Where if you're doing sort of like a Facebook search, you may get the result you want. You may get people, you might get pages, you might get a group, but you might not exactly get a direct ad at the same time.
Right, because on Google, you're searching because you want something. Like, that's right. Why you're searching. And at Facebook, you're just browsing, and something might catch your eye or something may not catch your eye. It's a totally different context.
Correct. It's totally different. You know, Facebook's more contextual, you know, advertising that way, and Google's really more about matching what the person is searching to what your keywords you're bidding on. And that's how it works. With Google paid search, you create a list of keywords that you want to bid on to match what somebody is searching. And then you write the ad copy to appear when those searches connect.
Now, is that part of the value you provide? You help kind of hone in on the appropriate keywords?
Yes, I create the all the keywords, and I create all the ad copy, and I do all of these appropriate targeting in terms of geo-targeting, where your ads want to show, and everything else that goes within getting a campaign launched.
Now, talk about where SEO fits into this. I've heard that phrase a lot, search engine optimization. Does this have anything to do with this? Does having ads help your SEO? Like, talk about that a little.
The short answer is no. SEO is, search engine optimization is really about somebody going into your website and making tweaks and changes to the content and other aspects to try and rank highly for a few keywords at a time. And the biggest difference between SEO and paid search is with paid search, I can bid on hundreds of keywords at once at the same time. And with SEO, you can really only work on a few keywords, up to a dozen keywords at a time. And there's no guarantee that you're going to be ranking very well with SEO. And SEO takes time to get going as well, get your keywords ranked. With paid search, you'll get clicks pretty instantly. Because you're going to be showing what's a launch a campaign for you.
So now, what about when people go, no one clicks on those ads like that? That doesn't work. Like,
Google would have been out of business 20 years ago.
So it's like the same thing where they go when they go to Las Vegas. Those big casinos aren't built on winners. Right. Most people aren't winning. So people obviously Google keeps growing. It keeps. Generating right. A ton of revenue. People are using this.
Yeah. People wouldn't be using this platform if it never worked. And that's what, generates what 30 it generates estimates. I've seen estimates about $30 to $40 billion in revenue every quarter. And I'd say 90 to 95% of that is from the Google Ads interface itself.
So now, can you share a story? You don't name names, but anybody that's tried this and had kind of success?
Thankfully, I've had a lot of success with clients. And the main thing is, there are two things I tell clients before they advertise. Let's make sure, what is the intent and how do you, what do you see when you're searching for Google? How would you search for yourself on Google? That's sort of the way I phrase it. I look at this as an advertising platform for people. So I go and say, okay, how do you see yourself? When you're Googling yourself, how would you find yourself basically? What do you want to say about yourself? What do you want to capture people's attention with? That's where the ad copy comes in. And then how do you work with clients? Do you come see them or do they come see you in a normal situation? And that's sort of how we determine the geo-targeting, where we show the ads. And a lot of the clients, they've had really good success because they're able to get traffic and awareness without the high cost of other mediums. And it's at a price that they're comfortable paying because as an advertiser, you're able to tell the system how much you want to pay per day. And that's one of the biggest features of the interface. If you don't want to pay more than X amount per day, you don't have to.
And is there kind of a number that this isn't going to work unless you're willing to commit to $10,000 a month or $5,000? Like, is there a number that's like a minimum that you would recommend to see if this is even viable?
Yeah. I mean, there's no minimums per se, but I would recommend if you're doing like a locally targeted campaign here in Atlanta, I'd say it's minimum about, $20 to $30 a day would be a recommendation. Obviously, the bigger your geographic footprint where you want to show ads, the more budget you're going to want to spend per day.
Right. So, but in your mind, you should have at least $1,000 a month budgeted for just the media port, not including your fees, right?
Correct. Yeah, just as a trial, because depending on your budget, let's say you have a $30 budget. Google works on a cost per click basis, meaning whenever they search, whenever somebody clicks on your ad, you get charged. And you're able to set that cost per click as well. Like you want to, you can tell the system, I want to pay no more than X number per click. So you have to have that balance between your daily budget and your average cost per click. Because if you have an, let's say you have a $30 per day budget and you have a cost per click of $5, then you're only going to get very few clicks during the day. So you really need to have that balance of both.
Now, do certain businesses, is this more appropriate for certain businesses? Like if I have a local ice cream shop, is that good for that? Or is it better if I'm an accounting firm? Like, is it better B2C, B2B? Like, is there, is it better if it's just local in my neighborhood or if it's national? Like, what's kind of the sweet spot in who benefits the most from Google Ads?
The biggest sweet spot is for those businesses where there's always a need. Like, you know, like you said, accountants, doctors, dentists, service providers for homes, like, you know, plumbing, HVAC, things like that. When there's always a demand for something and that demand will turns to people searching on Google. So I would say the sort of the more general your business is, the better. However, you know, you can't have success as well with B2B advertising. It just really depends on how popular your products and services are, turning those into keywords and those keywords having enough search volume to show ads.
But it seems to work best if I'm searching like it's urgent, like, you know,
yes.
Leaky faucet would probably be a good term for a plumber. Whereas right. Like if I'm an accountant, it's like, I guess, tax season. I mean, I don't, like something that would create some sense of urgency would be optimal for this.
Correct. If somebody, let's say, if you need an accountant, if you've had issues, if you forgot to file your taxes and you need someone who could turn around a return for you quickly, that's where the accountant and being on search in Google search could be a benefit. Mm-hmm. Obviously there's more benefit for, hey, I need help, you know, within the 24 hours or less, like, you know, like I said, you have a running, you know, pipe leak or something like that. That's where a, you know, a plumber, for instance, can take advantage of search results and people searching in their area. If you're like a plumber, you could set ads, let's show ads within, you know, let's say 20 miles of your business's address. And you can start capturing leads instantly, you know, provided you bid on the right keywords, like, you know, things related to plumbing, faucets, toilets, water heaters, you know, anything related to plumbing pipes, and even like a keyword like emergency plumber or plumber 24/7 or plumbers on call would be great keywords for that type of situation you're talking about.
Now, when you're working with a client, you said that you help them with the keywords and stuff. And sometimes it's not obvious, right? Sometimes there's kind of an art to this as well as being clever, right?
Yeah. And that it goes twofold. And part of that is, you know, I use my experience, you know, for that. And if it's not as obvious, I basically sit down with the client and say, okay, we can go in a lot of different directions here. What do you want to really focus on? And how would you want to find yourself? What do you think people are searching for? Because the business owner is obviously going to be the expert in that field, in that area. So if he or she could give me a sort of a few sample keywords to begin with, I could start, you know, flushing those out into a really bigger keyword list overall, you know, using different variances, different phrasings, things like that. So it really depends on the avatar and the client. To me, I always tell the client, hey, this is your account. I want you to be comfortable with these keywords. I want you to be comfortable with this ad copy. So they obviously are going to have approval before I upload anything into their account.
So now, in some of the ads, you only pay Google if they click on the ad, right?
Yes, for search typically and display. For video, it's a cost per view platform. So they get charged if somebody looks at it. But it's not like it's not really impression based where you're getting charged for a certain number of views.
So now, is there any wisdom to have an ad that isn't very kind of it's like a bad ad in the sense it doesn't get clicked on a lot, but it gets seen a lot, and then you're getting some brand kind of awareness by them seeing your brand over and over, but it's not being clicked on. Is there any value in doing it that way?
No. Because the purpose of this platform, especially for the Google search ads, is to get a click to your website.
So if you could only afford six clicks, so it's just as valuable to get six views in six clicks as opposed to 1,000 views in six clicks?
Right. But if you get 1,000 views and nobody's taking action, what that tells me is that, A, your keywords are not as relevant as they should be, and B, your ad copy needs to be revised, because you're doing the ads to send people to your website, and you're sending people to your website to do a purpose on that page. And that purpose might be to call you or fill out a form or send them a lead generation form for more information, depending on the type of business you are. So just looking at the Google ad itself is nice, but there needs to be sort of a call to action with it as well. And that's the purpose of the ad. The purpose, my number one goal is to get you clicks to your website and to get you more traffic than you've had previously, and to make sure most of that traffic is as qualified as possible, where these clicks become leads and these leads become future customers.
Right. So you're looking at those kind of metrics in terms of, okay, I got six clicks and two of those, right, you know, did the action. They signed up for the newsletter and one of them bought whatever you're selling.
Right. The biggest metrics we see are obviously the number of clicks you're getting and something also called click-through rate. Click-through rate is the number of clicks you get divided by the number of impressions, or how many times your ad is seen or at least appears. So with the click-through rate, the higher click-through rate you have, the better off you'll be, because it's an indicator that your ads and your keywords are more relevant than what they might have been previously. And then, you know, the higher your click-through rate is, Google will typically reward advertisers by lowering their click-through rate at times. Excuse me, not their click-through rate, their cost per click. So the higher click-through rate can lead to a lower cost per click, and a lower cost per click means they can get more clicks per day for the budget.
Now, is there any strategy in terms of, like, if I'm a plumber and I'm new, like, how can I compete with these big, you know, the plumbers that have been around forever? Like, I can't afford the kind of the main keywords. Can I like look for, you know, less popular keywords and kind of pay less? Yeah. Is there any, like, that's the hard part of this, right? Because, you know, if I'm in a market and there's some people that have been around for 50 years, it's going to be difficult, I would imagine, for me to afford what they can afford.
Right. Well, the affordability is really, you know, they're going to outspend you. There's not much you can do about that. But what you could do is not spend more, but you could spend more and spend it wiser, meaning have better and more relevant keywords. You know, not just do like a lot of generic keywords, but take that generic keywords, add geo modifiers to it. Like, you know, I want to do plumbing in Atlanta, plumbing in Marietta, plumbing in Cobb County, layer in zip codes, and layer in those keywords with the geo modifiers and layer in those with your actual geo targeting. Make sure your ads are being shown only where you do business. And I've, you know, see way too many ads from companies that I'm never going to call them because I'm not going to drive, you know, 40 minutes, you know, to do XYZ with a business where I can do the same thing that's 5 miles away, for an example. So being relevant is the most important thing with this platform. It's not about spending more. It's being as relevant as you can when you're in the face of somebody searching. And that relevant is meaning threefold. Are your keywords directly related to what you're selling? And is that going to be relevant to what the person is searching for at the same time? Are the keywords combined with ad copy that's relevant to the keywords themselves and relevant to what the person is looking for? Meaning, don't just write generic ad copy if you're a plumber. Write ad copy for toilet repair. Write ad copy for water heater repair. Be as specific as possible. And there's ways to split out ad copy and keywords within the campaign. That's something called an ad group. An ad group is a combination of keywords, ad copy, and a landing page. And if all three of those are themed together, that's going to make your ad a lot more appealing to somebody.
Now, are your clients typically kind of, like we mentioned, these kind of challenger brands that are trying to outsmart a big competitor, or are you working with the larger brands and just getting them the most efficient ad spend?
There's both. I mean, I have clients who do a lot of sometimes just awareness with a combination of search and display advertising. I have businesses who are B2B who are doing very, very specific keywords. So their ads might not have a lot of volume and impressions, but they're going to be targeted to the right user at the end. So I work with a combination of, you know, I've worked on Fortune 500 brands. I've worked on independently owned brands, you know, as well. So it, the spectrum is, you know, very, very broad for me, but the fundamentals and the methodology of doing paid search the right way, that doesn't really change between client and client. Really, it's only all the aspects of the actual advertising part of it.
And for people who don't know, the cost per click varies dramatically, right? Like, aren't some cost per click hundreds of dollars a click, like for some specialized terms?
Oh, absolutely. It can be if you're willing to pay it. Like, you know, some industries that you're referring to would be like a personal injury lawyer. I know those have had historically some of the highest cost per clicks on Google, because if they're willing to pay $100 per click, but they land a client that can net them, you know, at least six figures through a case and settlement, then it's worth it on in their end. So I've never done a personal injury lawyer myself, but that category is pretty high. Like, you know, insurance, especially for some of the big companies that are on Google, are very, very competitive. Like your State Farms, Allstates, people like that, you know, cost per click from $50 on up. So,
and that's why it's important to have like somebody who's a specialist who understands this, so you're getting the most bang for your buck.
Correct. And it's all relative to what you want to spend and how much, and really how much you think a click is worth to you. Mm-hmm. How much is a visitor to your website worth? That's sort of how you can sort of, you know, work within, you know, and sort of dictate a budget. Okay, I'm willing to pay X amount for a website visitor, regardless if they do anything or not. But knowing that that visitor might have a chance to become a lead and a customer and a long-term, you know, customer or client, depending what the business is. So,
well, good stuff, Josh. Well, congratulations on all your success. And if somebody wanted to learn more about your services, what's the website?
The website is jdbmedia.com. And best way to get me directly is to email me at joshbernsteinmedia@gmail.com.
Good stuff. Well, thank you again for sharing your story.
No, I appreciate it, Lee. Thanks for having me on.
All right. This is Lee Cantor. We'll see you next time on Atlanta Business Radio. And remember, this work would not be possible without the support of our sponsor, OnPay. Please support them so we can continue to share these important stories.
Today's episode of Atlanta Business Radio is brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com.